Joining us now is Chris Gargano. I enjoy working with him. He's a senior director of marketing and entertainment for the San Francisco Giants, and he is what SFG Productions is all about at sfgiants.com. Chris, nice to have you here today.
Thank you, Marty. Beautiful day here in Scottsdale. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, you were over at the minor league camp this morning. What was going on over there?
Well, today was their first official practice, so they had 160 ball players there, and the goal is to try to get all of them in their respective divisions for the Giants, Augusta, Richmond, Fresno. So that process started today with Fred Stanley, Shane Turner, Yeshaya Goldfarb was over there. It was really fascinating to see the energy and the mission statement, per se, to get those ball players going.
Very good. Chris, the reason I wanted you on today, and we've had a lot of fun with SFG Productions. We did Thursday. We're on for like 3.5 to 4 hours. It's like one of my post-game shows. But it was live streaming video on the internet, sfgiants.com. It's SFG Productions. We did the inter-squad game as well, and we're going to do more during the season. Let the fans know exactly what is on that website that you guys produce, because I tell people it's like you have your own little TV station, and that's kind of what you're doing. It's very unique stuff.
No, and thank you, Marty. We're fortunate that we have a great bunch of talented young producers and editors and camera people that work for SFG Productions. And what we try to do is put as much content on the Giants on sfgiants.com. So if you go to the video section, scroll down, move over to the right, you'll see SFG Productions. And we have Inside the Clubhouse, the television series, which is on Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, roughly on a monthly basis. And then you also have GCast, which are little interviews that we do with the various players of the Giants and coaches. And then you have in-park entertainment. SFG Live is archived. And then we have short features where we'll follow a player around. Those are a little bit longer form than a short interview. They're like 2 to 3 minutes. And fans get to really see these players off the field, get their personalities out there. And that's what we try to do. We try to populate sfgiants.com with as much quality video content as we can.
Now, you do a lot of the interviews.
Correct.
That we see, and when I pop on there, sfgiants.com, you'll be right there,
right.
On the front page. Chris Gargano is there. What's the key to doing a good interview?
You know what it is, Marty? It's listening. First of all, as you and I
told you that.
Yeah, no. You know, I've learned a lot from you, absolutely, and as a bunch of other great broadcasters in the Bay Area. The first thing is listening, and I would, you know, put that equal with being prepared. Yeah. You have to know the guy and be comfortable with the guy, because you have a short amount of time to get quality information, you know, for the fans. That's the goal. Getting this information for the fans. So if you're stiff and you're not, you know, not able to communicate effectively, like you're not one of them, but at least you're on the same page with them. Hey, what's going on? How are you? How's the family? And just listen to what they say and see where they want to go, and it usually turns out all right.
Who's one of the better interviews for you on the Giants?
I like Ryan Vogelsong. Dan Runsler's really good. Pablo Sandoval.
How about Huff?
Huff's great. Huff's really witty.
You never know what he's going to
say.
No,
right. He's very witty, and he keeps you on your toes. Brian Wilson makes me laugh. I mean,
yeah.
We had a nice sit-down the other day, which we'll show on the website here in the coming weeks. Tim's very intelligent, Tim Lincecum. It goes on and on. I don't mean to say everybody, but, you know, I really enjoy talking. Oh, you know who's my favorite? I have to say it. Matt Cain.
Okay.
Matt Cain is, he makes me, a lot of it is you just got to be light and get their personalities out, but Cain is just... He's one of those guys. He's quick, he's smart, and he always has something insightful to say.
I had Huff on today. I said, all right, boy, first exhibition game, feel pretty good, excited? No, not really.
Exactly.
That's him.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
last year he called me a pimp, 2 years ago. He said, hey, pimp, how are you?
You're getting a lot of nicknames, Marty.
That's one I don't know if I need, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Chris Gargano with us. Chris, what is coming up, though, live? When's your next event? Sort of tentative.
Okay, on the live front, we're going to try to do something that second A's game, A's Giants game in the Bay Area, that day game. I believe it's the 4th. Does that sound right, Marty?
Yes.
The 2nd, 3rd, 4th, which is the Wednesday. We're going to try to do an SFG Live that morning. That's our next planned live event. And then we're going to try to do, if all things go as well, 26 of these during the season. Where we have a player Q&A live on sfgiants.com, and Brian Sarabian, the director of social media for the Giants, joins us, and he does a great job of getting the pulse of the fan, and we ask great questions via Twitter to the fans.
Are you guys, what's your thing on Twitter? If someone wants to send you...
Hashtag SFG Live. That's the primary.
Got it.
That's the one where we get all of our information. And
good.
And then we're also going to do those BP shows with Rennell. She'll be incorporated with yourself, Marty, and... We can't wait. Those are live BPs prior to anyone even getting in the ballpark. We're going to put that live on the internet roughly once a homestand.
All right. Chris, thanks for stopping by, and
we'll see you
when we get back up to the Bay Area.
We love working with you, Marty. Thank you.
All right. That is Chris Gargano. SFGiants.com, SFG Productions, really pretty good.